We are live here, as you can see, from the court. Dallas Mavericks court. They just got the win tonight, Royce, 111-96 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. And welcome, everybody, to another live Sports Radio.
Yeah, right now, you know, we saw something tonight. 7-4 in the NBA. They kept opponents under 100 points. I hadn't seen that in the last 2 weeks. But, you know, keep opponents under 100 points, more than likely you can win the game.
Yeah.
It was a great game by Luka and J.J. Brown tonight. They really came out tonight and played good.
Well, it's the first time the Mavs have ever kept a team under 100 points throughout the season, like you mentioned. And that really helped. They came out. They kind of flat scoring at first. Got a little bit better, started going after that. So that's one thing to talk about.
And then we're seeing the development of Luka.
Yeah.
Really starting to, I think he's a prime candidate to be
Rookie of the Year. Yeah. Early people now saying he should be Rookie of the Year, and I agree with that.
And I heard something today that I didn't know. He is the first player since Oscar Robertson to average 20 points a game as a rookie.
There you go.
So that's a big accomplishment.
That's beyond LeBron. It's beyond Michael Jordan. All those other guys. Not saying he's in that class, but his rookie year so far has shaped up to be a pretty fantastic year.
So you think this is the turnaround the Mavs need to win it two in a row?
I think so. I think this is a turnaround they need. I think any win is a good turnaround. Now, are they going to make it to the playoffs?
No.
That's a whole other story. So,
They didn't have Westbrook tonight. He didn't play. He's still injured. But it's still a competitive team without Westbrook.
Right.
And I thought they'd beat a pretty good team tonight.
Well, the thing they have to do, though, now they have to take this on the road. Some of the bigger wins that they've had haven't been necessarily on the road, have been at home. So they got to take it on the road sometime. That's where they got to win, right?
$200. And then win tonight, they got Utah coming.
Yeah.
Before early. And if
some other stuff happening in the NBA. We heard about the trade today. Of course, the big trade. Jimmy Butler going to the 76ers. Sixers giving up Covington, Dario Saric. They're giving up some players.
Absolutely.
But they're gaining an all-star in Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, well, you're setting a big three in Philly.
Yeah, and, I guess so.
You got two great players to deal with, and then having Butler with the experience. And he's a competitor. He's going to bring a lot of dogfight in this team. They were struggling. I think this is going to be turnaround. It may take them a while to jail, but I look for them to really make it to play.
Okay, so let's have this debate now while we got time, okay? I want to hear your top five teams in the East right now. Now that they made the Jimmy Butler trade,
okay?
You know, that way we see where the Sixers land, but how does everybody else land too? Who's your top five in the East? Now
Toronto.
LeBron's gone. It was wide open, apparently. Who's your top five?
I said Toronto.
That's
not
number
in
one?
No order? No order.
Okay.
I just don't name
it. Toronto. All right.
Boston.
Okay.
Milwaukee. I'm going to put Philly in there now.
Okay.
And I'm going to say a surprising team would be Charlotte. I think Charlotte.
Charlotte
or Indiana.
What?
I'm going to put them in there.
Indiana, I can see that.
Charlotte or Indiana.
My top five in the East, and we're not going in order, right?
No order.
Okay. Toronto, I still think they're the number one team in the East. I got Boston number two.
Okay.
All right. I got Milwaukee three.
Okay.
Milwaukee at three. Four, I guess I can put Philly in four. Okay. And then for five, I put Indiana in five.
And I think Charlotte's going to do something. It's going to be negative, but I think they're going to do something.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see.
They don't been playing great this year.
Well, let's talk about the West a little bit.
Okay.
Your top five in the West is who?
Golden State.
Okay.
Portland.
Okay.
Denver. New Orleans. I'm not going to put the Lakers. I know you want me to put the Lakers in there.
You don't know where I got them at.
But
you don't know yet.
I'm going to have to say, wow, that's my 15.
I'm going to tell you mine is. Maybe I'll help you out, all right? My top five in the West right now has to be Golden State number one, all right? New Orleans number two. New Orleans is my number two. Honestly, for number three, I might have to say the Nuggets.
Them Nuggets.
All right, the Nuggets are great. The Jazz are great.
Yeah,
I don't think they're in my top five. Lakers are in my top five.
I can't put the Lakers.
Lakers in my top five. They got LeBron.
You gonna count out Portland?
Around.
You say Portland.
I did say Portland. Did
okay,
I say Portland?
Repeat him again. Now you say
okay,
Portland.
I say Portland. Okay, let's get this straight. So I got Golden State. I got New Orleans Pelicans.
Denver.
I got Denver in there. I guess Portland. I guess I'm gonna put Portland in there.
Fifth. You say the Lakers.
I say the Lakers fifth. Utah, right in that fifth, sixth spot.
Before I take the Lakers.
Okay.
They got to show me something.
All right. I agree with you on that. So we saw the Mavs play tonight. Talked a little bit about other stuff that's going on. The other big story here in town, of course, is that, you know, we thought Dez was going to come back for his revenge against the Cowboys with the Saints, but he tore his Achilles.
That's the last play in practice,
the second day of practice. So, really, my well wishes out to Dez. I know you want to play, but now get yourself healthy, get right. He'll be ready to come back for training camp. But so what happens now? I mean, what does he do now?
He just rehab, try to get better, man, and I'm trying to come back next year. He's not getting any younger, you know, but at least he has a team to play with now. And hopefully they'll bring him back, you know, after one year. But before we go, we got to talk about your Cowboys tomorrow.
Oh, why we got to talk about that?
Bring that up. It's a late game tomorrow. Your thoughts on tomorrow's game?
I don't know, we would have lost it.
Okay, there we go.
Jasmine!
If we were still going. Are we still on, guys? I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about your Cowboys.
Okay.
Tomorrow's game.
Okay. What about it?
Your thoughts?
All right, so I'm not picking them to win tomorrow. All right,
I'm not picking them to
beat the Eagles on the road. Eagles, I think, are going to be strong. But we had a big debate at the game today between some other media members about their really legitimate chances of making the playoffs. Okay, and I said something that got me the ire of all the people around me, because I said if they win three in a row, statistically, again, I stress that, folks. Statistically, they have a chance to make the playoffs. I ain't saying that they will. I ain't saying they're going to do no damage. I just said statistics.
Season, and they be saying next year we're going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything about playoffs from any Cowboy fan. But I hate that Dez is not going to get to play against Cowboys. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I thought he was going to really show out.
I did too.
And show them what they lost. But we'll have to wait to see it next year.
Well, make sure you guys stay tuned with us. A short show today. We got plenty more coming to your way next week, of course. We got high school football playoffs next week.
That's right.
We got more Mavs next week.
Mavs.
Cowboys probably have another loss. Well, we'll see.
Maybe come back after the Cowboys lose tomorrow night.
Okay.
Then I can say I told you so. But we got to get out of here because they look like they're going to be closing.
Yeah, they just threw this gold behind me. I know y'all saw that. I thought I was going to get hit by the guy. I know y'all saw that. All right, we'll be back, y'all. Stay tuned with RF Sports Radio. We'll be back.